Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your co-host of The Creative Alchemist, and we come to you live every Thursday. And you know what we talk about. We talk about business. It could be your business. It could be the business you want to have or the business that you're growing into. And we always have a great guest. We've discussed things like leadership, the new normal, managing money, making sure your business is profitable. We've even talked about health. We've talked about how to get money. We've talked about many things, and we've been doing this, I would say it's 1 year now. We are either at the exact one-year mark. My co-host will verify that, and you know I never take this journey alone. I always have my wonderful co-host, Lori. Let them know you're here.
So hello, everybody. It's Lori Miller from LGC Interior Design, and Ted is right, almost. So next week we'll mark our one-year anniversary with 52 episodes. We're super excited to say, and we appreciate our loyal listeners for sure. And before I announce our guest, I'm going to say that starting next week is the kickoff to the Man Woman of the Year fundraiser for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. So for all our listeners, look for the link. Please donate. Please look for the events. Maybe you want to participate. We have Creedence Clearwater Revival Tribute Band on May 15th. So we'll be starting to announce all of our events. We have a website that's going up with hats and T-shirts and sweatshirts. So I'm super excited about everything. We're going to do wine flights. So if anybody's drinking, now's your time to purchase your wine on our link. So that will go up and go live, and it'll be a separate Facebook page. So Lori Miller, Team Blue Angels, thank you, everyone. So excited to have been nominated for this. Is such an amazing cause, and I am passionate about helping fight cancer. So hopefully you are too. With that, I'm going to introduce our guest, Steve Spurgeon, for tonight, talking from Equity First, which Steve will tell you there are two divisions, and what an amazing entrepreneurial business on both fronts. So Steve, tell everybody who you are, your name, et cetera, and then let's get into what you do.
Good evening, Lori, and good evening, Ted. Thank you so much for having me on your broadcast. I very much appreciate it. I am with Equity First Consultants. Equity First Consultants has been around since 2012. Our founder and owner, Rhonda Kolsch, has been in the business for 25 years and is one of the consummate professionals in the finance area. What we do is we find financial solutions for people. So if there is a credit issue for a company, a business, or an individual, we're there to help them get out of that situation and get the credit score they need that will qualify them for a mortgage, to buy a building, to get a line of credit for their business, to get a home equity loan, buy a car, buy a boat, whatever it might be. If you're in that economic bracket, buy a plane. You know, whatever it is that you're looking for. So that's what we're doing. And we have really worked with people from all ages and all economic groups. I like to say someone could wind up in a bad situation anywhere from 18 to 80. So you never know when it's going to hit. But when you do, it's nice to know that there's someone there to help you navigate the road and get you back to where you want to be.
Most definitely. See, there's another part of the business as well, which I, you know, for me, I think is also important. And do you want to talk about the other part of Equity First?
Well, it's not really the other part of Equity First. Equity First is a business. It's a for-profit business. Rhonda Kolsch also has a not-for-profit, which is the Equity First Foundation, where she goes out and she educates the public, especially in underserved communities, on finance and how to navigate their finances to successfully put themselves in a position to achieve the goals they want, such as, you know, she's brought many people through a program where they then are able to finally qualify to buy their first home. And I've seen, actually spoken to some of these people who are so grateful because they never thought they'd be able to be in a home of their own. And through the education they received from her, you know, they're able to navigate this road. And it's something that no one teaches you. There aren't any classes in college or high school that teach you how to operate your credit score and operate your finances in this way.
No, there is definitely not. And I think, you know, that's the true entrepreneurial spirit is, like, you know, it's the best of both worlds. So, you know, Rhonda has the knowledge and the skills and the ability to help other people navigate their credit and get loans and, you know, be a true business person. But it's also that not-for-profit piece where it's like, I'm going to help other people learn how to do this. And I'm going to give back to the community so that people can make our communities work, right? Because without housing, and we have no community. We have no business. We have, you know, nothing.
And as I said, it ranges, the economic range is everywhere. You could have people who may never have thought that they could even be in a house. On the other side, we're dealing with businesses or individuals who could be making extraordinary amounts of money, go to apply for a loan and not understand why they're not receiving an approval. I can tell you a little story about a gentleman who was making, I don't even want to say how much money, but it was more than I'll ever make in my life, and I only wish I was making this much money. And he went to apply for a loan for a very expensive high-end car, and he got denied. And he was very confused because and angry because he was like, I have tons of money. This is not right. And Rhonda looked into his credit score, and she said, the problem is not that you have bad credit. It's that you have no credit at all. He had been advised to take all of his finances and put it in the business name. So when he went to apply for a car under his personal name, his credit score was literally zero. So Rhonda had to move things over and balance his finances with him in a way that he now showed that he had a great credit score and had plenty of money, and basically then he was able to get what he wanted.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's useful, right? And it's someone who took the time to care enough to listen to what was going on and not just shove someone off and then have the skill set and the knowledge how to fix it.
Well, I'd like to think that's the difference between... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead.
I like to think that that's really the difference between Equity First and a lot of other companies that are out there, in that Rhonda will actually speak to the client. She'll talk to them. Mm-hmm. She'll find out what goals they're trying to achieve. And she will create a specific financial road plan to get them to the goals that they need to get to, rather than just saying, okay, there's some charge-offs, so we'll just write these things off, we'll get them off your report, and that's it. You know, a lot of these places are factories, but the whole key to Equity First is a very individualized, personalized plan to take the needs of the individual and make sure that they are met.
Right, and that's hugely important. Now, let's say what happens like now during COVID, right? A lot of people aren't able to pay their bills. They had loans out. They had a great credit score, and now all of a sudden they can't, right? The business was shut down. They couldn't work. They couldn't go in the office, you know, for whatever reason or that occurred. How do you work around that?
Well, again, we have to go in and find out exactly what it is that is the problem. For instance, if you have your credit cards, and let's say you're making all your payments and everything is, you're keeping your head above water as hard as it's been, but because of COVID, you've had to charge your credit cards all up to the max. So now the problem is if you're going to, let's say, get a home equity loan and consolidate all those cards and try to get yourself back on the right track, you can't do it because they won't give you the home equity loan because your utilization of those credit cards is too high. What we can do then is go in and we can increase your trade lines by linking you on to another line of credit, which will lower your utilization and enable you to then qualify for the loan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another thing would be if you've had, let's say, collections, there's mm-hmm. ways of going in, and if the collections are old, if they're not filed correctly with the credit bureaus, there's ways of getting them removed. So, you know, it's just a matter of, as I said, finding out what it is that exactly is causing the problem, finding out what the goal is, and then creating a solution for the problem based on what issues they might have.
Very interesting. How does, how does Equity First, as you don't really sound like a lender, right? So how does it compare to going to a bank for like a traditional,
okay.
like,
We are not a lender, okay? We do not lend anyone mm-hmm. money. As a matter of fact, we actually can work as the back end for a bank, for a mortgage company, for a lender. It's funny because I have a little saying that, you know, I always say, just send me your rejects. If you're a mortgage company, uh-huh. I want the people who've been rejected. So I want to hang out with all the rejects out there. I want to be one of them. If I get the rejects from a mortgage company, a car dealer, a bank, we could then go in one by one, help these people to get their whatever problems they had on their credit score, whatever, get them removed, get the increase in credit score, and then send them back to the mortgage company who will lend them the money then, send them back to the car dealer who will then allow them to get the car loan. It could even be, let's say for a business, you know, rates are going up, and let's say you're trying to get a line of credit or you're buying a building, and you're at, you know, right now everything is at 3%. Rates go up to 3.5%. Depending on the size of the loan, that could be a substantial difference in the amount you have to pay every month. So what we're able to do is by getting your credit score up, even though the interest rate has gone up, your payment will essentially stay the same because when you have a higher credit score, you actually get a lower payment.
Well, that's interesting, too. How many people knew that? Ted, did you know that?
It's a matter of it's interesting because this is nothing that we're saying is – you can find this stuff on the internet. You can actually try and do this yourself, although I wouldn't recommend it because the odds of you navigating yourself through this is very slim. But the problem is most people just don't even know these things exist, like, you know, increasing trade lines. Most people don't even know you could do that. Most people don't know that you can delete a bankruptcy from your credit report. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying that we can erase the bankruptcy, but we can get it off the credit report based on certain circumstances. We should be able to take care of that. And if you're going to for a home equity loan or a car or some other type of financing, chances are that they will never see that bankruptcy exists. The only exception to that is when you go for a mortgage because they will do a much deeper background check and they'll still see that it's there. So, again, you just have to know what you're doing and who you're doing it with, and that will be what you need to navigate this road. So I have to say I rely very much and grateful to Rhonda for giving me the opportunity to learn this business, and I rely on her very much because she has such a great knowledge of financing. She comes from the background of working in the mortgage industry. She has worked in all kinds of credit and financing. She knows more about the auto industry than most people who are in the credit departments of the car dealerships. So she can absolutely, without even thinking about it, she knows exactly where the person needs to go. And that is the experience that you want when you go to talk to someone. And she's also a very caring person. And that's the other thing you want when you go to talk to someone about this, because a lot of people are in a very emotional state. They're very concerned. They're very scared because they are in fear that they're not going to get any credit. So she can then turn it around and remove one of the biggest problems we have in today's society is an abundance of stress. And money causes as much or more stress than anything. And by going down this road with her, you're able to remove the stress of and the fear of not knowing what's going to happen or why you're in this situation or how to resolve it. So I think she's great at removing, making people feel comfortable and removing the stress that's associated with these situations.
Or helping them prevent losing their houses.
It could be. You know, one of the other situations, which is very interesting, is when a couple, unfortunately, goes through divorce, and we all know that 50% of the marriages end in divorce these days, almost always one of the divorcing parties is left in a precarious financial situation. So this is something that it would be very useful for that person to reestablish their own credit. It could be that out of the couple, one of the spouses doesn't have any credit because everything was in the other spouse's name. Or they've been now bickering over the divorce and, you know, the mortgage hasn't been paid for a year. You know, these are all things that these are the road bumps we hit in life, and there are ways to navigate the road. Some are very quick fixes. Some take a little bit longer, but there's nothing that can't be resolved given the proper treatment and the proper timing.
Now, I don't know if you would know this, but there are, I guess, credit ripoff companies, I don't know what else to call them, where people think they're getting into a good deal and then they end up, like, owing their lives to these other companies, you know, where they couldn't get credit. But I don't know what kind of companies they're called, but they couldn't get credit. But high-risk lenders, maybe? Is that what they're called?
There's a lot of, how should I put it, unethical people out there.
Right.
And,
I was always
the thing is, as I said, when I, Rhonda talked to me about coming over to Equity First Consultants, one of the things that made me feel very comfortable with it is I know that she is a person of the highest morals and she's extremely ethical in the way she approaches everything. And her approach is not to hurt someone, it's to help lift them up and put them back on the track that they need to be on. So, as you said, there are a lot of companies that can be considered unethical. I'm not going to get into specifics on that, but... yes, you have to be careful with what you do and who you give your information to.
Right, and I was going to ask, because I know there is a name for that type of company that, you know, they're more of a high-risk lender. But I think Rhonda would, or Equity First, would probably be the company that you would want to speak with
right, if you're already involved with them and the liens are on the house, and possibly help you kind of get out of those debts and into something that may be more doable, feasible, less risky, less, I don't know, attacking? I don't know what the word is. But where
I think
you guys
that what you're looking for is, especially in business, I think what you might be looking for is someone in the field of what they call hard money, a hard money lender. Okay. So a hard money lender is not necessarily a bad thing. There are places for them, and they're not all unethical. But you need to know up front, you're going to get the money, and in order to get this money, you need to make sure it's a very short-term situation, because you are going to be paying a very exorbitant an exorbitant interest rate. So, in other words, let me give you a situation. If you're going to buy a building and you need to get this cash and the bank is not giving it to you right now, but you can make the numbers work in the right way, you can get the hard money to get the financing done on it for a short period of time. Once you now own the building, you have equity, you know, you have enough in the building, and the building is worth, gets reevaluated, and the value now shows that you have enough in the building that you can then go back to a traditional lender. They will give you a loan. You'll pay off the hard money person and lower your interest rate back to where it should be. So there is a place for hard money. However, if you don't do it the right way and you get stuck in a long term with a hard money lender, you could wind up in a very bad situation. So it's not that they're unethical. It's not that they're all unethical. It's not that they're creating a bad situation for people. It's that you have to use them in the right place and in the right way.
Right. Okay. And then, right, and if you are stuck with something like that, you would be the people to call to get you unstuck or to help you figure out how to get out of that situation.
It would be smart if you talked to us before you went to the hard money lender, and we could review the situation and create options. And if that's the correct option, we need to evaluate the property before you get involved in the situation to know that once the transaction is made, you will be able to then refinance it at the lower rate, because you can't get yourself put in that bad situation. And getting all the background work done ahead of time is the right place to go.
And very cool. It's good to know that you have a place to go for that kind of support. People need to know that, because a lot of people don't know and they don't understand, and they're misguided, and they end up in, you know, places they shouldn't be.
As I said, it can happen any time in your life. It can happen anywhere from someone who's 18 to 80. Someone who's a young person could find themselves in a bad credit situation because they never had credit. Their first experience with credit is their college loan. College loan is now due. They didn't wind up quite getting the job that they expected with when they were going to college, and they don't have the money to pay back the loan, and that becomes an issue. At the other end of the spectrum, there are seniors who are not prepared to take on the medical bills that might have hit them without their expecting it. And that can become a situation not only for the senior, but a lot of times the children of the senior person wind up trying to pick up the bills, support their parents, which is a great thing to do, but then they put themselves in a bad situation. So, you know, like I said, age is irrelevant. You could wind up in a bad situation at any time. You know, you could wind up buying a commercial property, let's say on Long Island, and the market could take a turn, and you could wind up underwater with it. And then what do you do at that point? You're in a bad situation. So you have to find solutions to these, and, you know, We take each one on an individual basis, so I'm not going to go into any blanket situation because what I'm saying may not be accurate for everybody.
Right, of course. Of course, and of course with finances, everybody's situation, you know, everyone has an individual situation.
Right.
No situation.
And it's also very,
exactly,
it's also very confidential. You don't want it to be, you know, you don't want to, I can give general examples of some things, but I don't want to get, you know, too specific with anyone. I want to make sure that you, you know, everyone has a right to confidentiality when they come to us, and that's a very important part. We make sure that their information, their name, their information is never put out there. So.
Right. Ted, are you in?
Well, you know, here in New York, I've heard of places in the Bronx where these are people who I think you would call loan sharks. So. Depending on your business or situation, like you said, college loans, people get involved with loan sharks.
Well, yeah, and look, as I said, I don't want to really comment on I'll just leave it at there are definitely unethical people out there. They could be loan sharks. They could be any – they could call themselves anything they want to call them. Yes, there are unethical people who are going to give you money, and then you'll never get out of debt from them. There are bad situations that can occur. That's why it's always important to consult a professional and make sure that you're going down the right road with your finances before you go into those situations, not after you're in a complete mess. It's not the end of the world. We'll find a way to navigate you through that road. But if talking to a professional prior to going into that situation before obligating yourself is always a smart thing to do.
We have a lot of listeners that are all over the world, and would you be able, like, how far do you go? Do you go out of state or do you keep it local? And if you don't, like, what type of company would someone look for to get the help that they need?
So we can help someone in anywhere in the United States. We have people that we work with, Florida, Carolina, I mean, it could virtually be anywhere in the country. So that's really not, it's not relevant to whether we can help them or not. Their location in the country is not a factor on whether we can help. It's just simply a matter of what their situation is.
Very cool.
Is there a part of your business where people put collateral up?
We do not have people putting collateral up. Would it happen in a situation with someone else where we're trying to fix some of that? Could be, but that's not part of our business. We don't have people putting collateral up. What we do have is if there's a bunch of, let's say, credit cards that need to be charged off and the person has, let's say, a pool of money, we are able to go in and negotiate with the creditors and try to create a situation where they're able to pay off their obligations at cents on the dollar.
And you all are not attorneys, though, right?
We are not attorneys. If it's something that requires an attorney, we will refer you to an attorney. If it's something that is actually you're looking for a lender, we will refer you to a lender. But we do not lend money, and we are not attorneys.
Okay. How do you brand yourselves? What do you call yourself?
We are a financial solutions company. So when you are in a situation where you need someone to speak to about your finances and how to put yourself in a situation where you need to bring your credit score up, or you need to eliminate some marks that are on there. Could be, let's say, it could be because you had some medical bills and you wound up in a situation where you were over your head and some of these bills didn't get paid, or they were paid late. And, you know, we need to then do what we can to correct your credit report so that we remove or we delete some of them and we can bring the credit score up. That's the key to everything that we work on.
Okay. So in some cases, you're helping people get out of a mess. In other cases, you're helping people, like the gentleman who made a lot of money and couldn't buy the exotic car he wanted. He wasn't in trouble. But that's just an example of someone being able to navigate the credit world. And I assume he must have been paying cash for almost everything, so he didn't establish credit.
No, he was paying cash. Everything was in the business name. And that's why he didn't show any personal credit. So he was being advised poorly on how to pay for things. So if you have everything you own in your business name, you're not going to be getting any credit on your personal name. So that could be it. I have another company that I know of. Again, I won't use any names of companies, but this is a company that actually was doing very well, but because of expansion, they were actually showing a loss on the books, even though their revenue was very high. So they had to go in and they could not get money through a traditional venue because the banks went in and they saw that they were showing a loss for the last 3 years. However, they also were growing over those 3 years and their revenue was very high. So, you know, there are different avenues that we can help, you know, guide them to. Like I said, we don't loan money, but we can bring them to the right people. And that helps them in many situations.
Okay. All right. And how long have you all been doing this?
Like I said at the beginning, Rhonda's been doing this for 25 years. Equity First has been in business in its present structure since 2012. And that is, you know, that's where the company is at. I keep referring to Rhonda. Rhonda is the owner of the company. However, there's a full support staff working with her so that, you know, no matter how much business comes in, there's plenty of people there to intake the person, get all the information they need, and help bring them on the right road.
Okay. So she's like your Yoda.
She's our Yoda. She's that woman who's like sitting on top of the mountain and you climb the mountain looking for the sage advice, and when you get to the top, there she is. So she's an incredible wealth of knowledge. I'm sorry, Ted.
No, always good to have someone like that. I was going to say top of the mountain or on the isolated planet like Yoda, and you have to, you know, not everyone can get there.
Not everyone can get there, and when you find that person, it's wise to soak in whatever knowledge they can give you.
Okay. So you've worked with people who have businesses, you work with people who have just graduated college, and as you said, they didn't get the job they anticipated. Now they have all this debt they have to pay off. What's your ideal customer, your client, look like? Paint a picture of that.
Like I've said a couple of times, Our client can be 18 to 80. They could be, you know, they could be on the lower economic end, or they could be making, you know, they could be making $1 million a year. Everyone falls into a bad situation at some point in their life, or most people do. And, you know, sometimes you just need the right guidance to get out of it. So on an individual basis, like I said, age is irrelevant and even income level is irrelevant. It's just a matter of what your needs are to get out of it. Businesses, we deal more with smaller businesses, entrepreneurial businesses. You know, we're not going to be working with, you know, Apple Computers or one of the tech giants.
Right.
But there's a million local businesses on Long Island, New Jersey, anywhere across the country. And, you know, these people are really what the country is about. They're hardworking people who put their life and their blood and sweat and tears into building a business. And then if they find themselves in a situation where they're looking to expand the business or keep the business going, or in some cases now with COVID-19, maybe they didn't get that PPP loan and they're looking for some way to keep the business afloat, you know, and that's when you need to turn to someone to help find those solutions.
Okay, so that's what I was really getting at. So you work with a lot of entrepreneurs. So like you said, you don't work with Apple. They're fully staffed. They may have an entire department of people who do what you do, if they even need that. What I'm getting at is you have the person who's busy running their business, and they, you know, they are good at what they do, and what you do is most likely going to be completely outside of their core competency. Two, the amount of time and effort it takes, it's much wiser for them to sort of outsource this problem-solving aspect of their business, you know, credit, getting access to money. It's better for them to outsource it to you so that they can continue operating their business.
Mm-hmm. I have a company that, just like you're saying, Ted, this is a company that makes custom cabinetry, and it's a very successful business. He does very well with it. And the gentleman who owns it works so hard. He's working 7 days a week. He works incredible hours. And he's really, through his own efforts and hard work, has made the business a success. But his competency is building cabinets and designing cabinets.
Right.
His business is not figuring out financial situations and financial issues. He needs to have the right people come in and guide him and help him in those areas.
Right. And he may need a lawyer, a CPA, a finance expert. He may need three or four people to have on staff who are dedicated to working to him. And most entrepreneurs cannot afford that. So,
yes.
As you said,
You need
she's not working alone, so she has plenty of support herself. So you guys are fully staffed, and it sounds like you work very much in partnership with your clients. So you could be a godsend to many entrepreneurs who are dealing with this, especially in a pandemic, whether they didn't get the PPP or it's delayed, or even the companies that are growing and trying to get a bridge loan because the orders are coming in. You know, I don't want to be all over the place, but there are companies that are benefiting from the pandemic and they're growing faster than ever, and they may need some sort of bridge loan because the orders are coming in faster than what they have in a bank. And so dealing with credit and making sure they're set up to get the right line of credit or loan that they need, or even investors. Have you dealt with companies looking for investors?
You know, so the thing about Rhonda is she, again, after 25 years, she knows who to send you to. We don't lend money. We're not lawyers. We don't have all the competencies, but what we do is we know who to send you to create a team for you that you would than be able to use. We have all the right referrals for you. But it's interesting what something else you said, Ted, in a different type of problem, and I've been hearing this quite a bit lately, and there are people whose businesses have been thriving through the pandemic. And I will tell you that I know of at least two or three companies, and their biggest need is that they can't find qualified people to work for them. They're looking to expand, and their biggest issue is they can't get enough employees to expand at the rate that they want to, because they have more business than they know what to do with.
Right.
You know, look at some of the things that have occurred over the last year. A lot of companies that are dealing with keeping security is a big thing. Things that are done virtually now are very big, and companies that deal in that virtual space, in the security space, even let's say an HVAC company that now these buildings want to have, you know, higher levels of cleanliness, cleaning companies. These are all companies that are growing at a rate where they're looking for ways to find the financing to expand, but they're also looking for the people.
And for some companies, depending on the business and the level of qualifications required, some of your potential employees are staying home because they think they'll make almost as much money by not working, you know, between the stimulus packages.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, that's a little off the track of where we get involved. But, yes, there are people who are just sort of sitting out the pandemic, but that's not that's not really where our competency is. We don't really deal with those situations. That is, you know, is it there?
I'm talking about businesses who want to hire people, and it's hard to hire people because the potential employee, people who would normally take the job, they're sitting at home saying, "Well, I'm collecting unemployment and the stimulus package. Why should I work? I'm still making money." So that entrepreneur is having a difficult time finding qualified people.
And there still are people out there, and I don't make judgment on this. Some of it's very legitimate. There are people out there who are still afraid to go out. They don't want to go and take any risk of exposing themselves. Might be because they have elderly people living with them. It might be because they don't want to expose their children. So, there are a lot of people who are staying home, and everyone's got their own personal reason for it.
That is correct. That is correct. And like you said, that's not something you get involved with, except if the business is thriving and they have more orders or demands coming in, they may need support with some sort of bridge loan to make sure they can make payroll, because they may have to hire people before the invoices are even sent out. So you guys would make sure they are properly set up from a credit perspective, and then that you'd send them to the right people to be able to get the bridge loans that they need.
Yeah, and as I said before, really, it sounds funny, but the people I want are the people who have gone for the bridge loan and get rejected. All right, so
okay.
I it sounds funny, but I want to work with the rejects. I want to work with people who are frustrated because they haven't been able to get what they want. We want to help those people. If you go in and you're looking for a bridge loan and you get it, God bless you. That's great. If you're going for an auto going to an auto dealer and you get approved for your car loan, God bless you. We're the ones who you go to when you don't get approved. So that's really our key, is that we're dealing with people who have had some kind of financial crisis in their past, or a company that has had a financial struggle in its past, and we need to help sort of correct history for them and put them back on the right track.
Right. Well, you know, and the other part is banks are very traditional and conservative. So if you have a business where you're buying machines, the banks can understand that because these are assets. Except if your business is like cleaning, where you don't have any assets and you just took on a bunch of business in order to get the business, you have to hire a bunch of people and you haven't even sent out one invoice, except you've got to make payroll for these people before you receive the money in 30 days, let's say, except you've got to make payroll for 4 weeks. And so that's an example of someone. The banks may say, well, you have no assets, and they won't loan them the money. Is that an example?
I've said this a couple of times, and I like to just reiterate that every situation is individualized, and the way that we're able to help people is by going in and really speaking to them on a one-on-one basis, understanding what their situation is, understanding what their need is, and then coming up with a plan to help them achieve what they're looking for.
Right. Well, what I was getting at is that that can be frustrating for the cleaning company. You know, they're getting the orders. They now need to make payroll, and they didn't qualify for a loan. And the business is there.
It's absolutely
I guess the other way around it is if they have contracts, signed contracts, banks will look at that. But if they don't, that could be very frustrating for them.
The banks will look at it. There's also other, you know, there's other types of sources of money that might be out there. And, you know, it's just a matter of connecting people with the right resources and, you know, fixing. But what we do is we're not just sitting there trying to connect people. We're specifically looking for people who are not getting approved for these loans because they've had an issue in the past. They've overextended in the past. Their credit score is not what they needed to be to get this bridge loan. The credit score is not what it needs to be to do the expansion that they're looking for.
So, So if someone's highly leveraged already, their credit's not great, you could assess a business and know that they're most likely going to get rejected before it happens, correct?
If we assess them, yeah, we should be able to figure out what's going to happen to them pretty closely and then, again, can help to put together a plan of action for them.
Okay. Well, and I'm speaking specifically, if I go refer back to the cleaning company, they haven't gone to a bank. They meet with you and you look at, you know, their finances, their credit, and you most likely can assess, hey, if they go to a bank, most likely they're going to tell you no. And I assume you would look at, okay, you can go to a bank and this may be the best bank to go to. And if that doesn't work, here are the alternatives.
Right. And if we go in and we look at their credit score, and their credit score is a 570, and we know that the bank needs to have a 680 before they're even going to talk to them.
Right.
That's real simple, okay? The part that becomes where we excel is what happens after that is why are they at that 570? You know, why are they not up at a 680 already? So that's what we need to do is we need to go into their books and we need to find out what is causing that issue, and then we have to figure out a solution for it. And that's why it's very individualized, because each business, each individual could have a different reason that that it's happening. The analysis of saying, yes, you need to have a 700 score to get what you're looking for, that's real easy when they tell us what they're looking for and they, you know, and you know that to get this purchase, you're going to need a 700 score. And then we look at him and we see that he's at 520. We now, that's when the customization comes in. That's when the planning comes in. We now have to look at why he's there. We have to figure out what we can do to correct it and get that score up high enough to qualify for what they're looking for.
Now, what if you can't get their score to 700?
Well,
or even 680.
That's something, again, given time, you know, we will get their score up. That's not the point. Point is, once you're at a certain score, let's say you want 7, but you're at a 680, we might still be able to get you a qualified loan at that number. It may not be at the interest rate you're looking for. So, you know, there's certain things that can be done, and, you know, we'll get you to the point where you're in the ball game at least, and that's what we're trying to do, is get you back in the ball game.
Okay, so if you got them from 520 to 650, they didn't make it to 680, they won't get the ideal situation, except you have access to resources that will still get them the loan they need. And if I, you know, we go back to that cleaning company, you can support them in getting the money they need to grow and be able to take on
We can refer them to the right people. That's about all at that point. That's what we can do. We can, you know, we know who is going to require how much. Like if you go to a traditional commercial bank, they're usually going to require the highest of the credit scores because they're very risk adverse. Whereas there are other lenders out there that might be a little bit more willing to take a little bit larger risk in return for a higher interest rate. So, you know, it all depends on what you need is. Again, this is all customized, so you need to really go in and take it one situation at a time.
Okay. And you don't always know the duration of the loans, right? They vary. They could be from, I guess, 2 years to 10 years, or does that just vary?
Yes, they absolutely can vary.
Okay. All right. And how does someone get in contact with you?
Okay. The easiest way is to go to our website, equityfirstconsultants.com, and just hit the contact page and drop us a line. Or you can give us a call. Our office number is 631-714-4822. And then you could, if they want, they could ask for me at extension 105, and I'd be happy to help them.
Okay. Any final words of wisdom?
I have to tell you that I think it's one of those situations where getting into this field, for me, the biggest thing that I have found is it's very gratifying to talk to someone who is very stressed out and very nervous and very insecure about where their finances are going, and then to get them to a point where they now have a plan, they know what actions they need to take, they take the actions, and now they're at the other end of that tunnel. It feels like you've been able to put people's lives back on track, and that's a very gratifying feeling.
It sounds like it. Wow. Well, perfect.
Yeah, very perfect.
I'd say you provided people with some very valuable information, so I appreciate you being a guest today, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. Ted, it was a pleasure speaking to you, and I've known Lori for a while now, and it's always a pleasure to speak to Lori and be on a show with her, and look forward to doing more with you.
Great.
Yes,
thank you very much.
And- thank you for coming on board. And everybody, it's a great way to start. So if anything besides COVID got you down, and if COVID got you down, or you just want to talk to someone for information, Equity First is, they're your people. So thank you again. Thank you for another great show. Yeah, Steve, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for another great show. And we'll see you next week at the start of the Leukemia Lymphoma Foundation fundraiser. So look for the event.
Best of luck with that. Best of luck with that. It's a great cause, and I hope that you are able to raise an incredible amount of money for them.
Thank you. Yep. We have all intentions of doing so. So thanks, Steve, very much. And thank you, Ted. I'll talk to you next week.
Great, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.